When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Today I'm going to share with you an interview from a trader who is stuck at a crossroads, meaning kind of a rough patch in their trading. This is something that most of us go through, so if you've ever been there, you're going to get some pretty good tips about how to get out of it.
Just give us a quick update on where you was last time, because you kind of hit a little bit of a reset last time.
Yeah, so last time I was having some issues, so to speak, and I feel I'm not even sure where to start, which is also potentially where I am in terms of everything. So I have so far tested 15 pairs. I've back tested 15 pairs of the cipher on the daily. And the plan was to back test. I actually didn't think that I would need to back test all of the pairs. I didn't think that some of them would perform so badly as they did. Right. So I'm not seeing a pattern, so to speak, with regards to what pairs perform well and what don't. Okay. So I've kind of decided just to test them all. Which again, I kind of had to get in like a headspace to decide to go ahead and do that, because as we've been saying, and I see Alvin is on, and during his accountability session, he said that he's time poor, and I definitely feel that I'm in a similar situation. But again, at the end of the day, I just need to power through it and keep going. So the plan right now, I've tested 15. I'm going to test the remaining 12 daily cipher. And then my plan was to do all of the patterns on the daily. But another thing that's kind of coming up is that I'm not sure the daily is the best time frame for patterns. I try to join the live rooms as much as I can, and I listen to the recordings, and Akil said that like the win rate that he's seen is 60-70% on the cipher. And I'm not sure I'm seeing that on the daily. And I know that a lot of people don't trade patterns on the daily. I know even you said the other day, maybe during an accountability session, that Darren had done on the 4 hour and it went well. So I'm also kind of like, should I even continue with the daily? Does this make sense? So I know it's part of the process, but also just because of time, you're like, ooh, should I keep going? Should I not? So,
okay. So you've tested how many pairs?
15.
15. All on the daily time frame.
All on the daily time frame, all the cipher.
Okay. And the sample size of setups is, you've been doing what, 5 years?
No, I've been doing 20. So 20 years. I start with 2000. I'm trying to start like one. It didn't let me go back before 2010, but most of them I start with 2000.
Yeah. Okay. And in terms of setups on each pair, are you kind of finding how many setups per year?
Like it depends on the year. Some years don't have, because they're just super trending, right? So you're not going to get a cipher. But I would say three-ish is kind of the average.
So across 15 pairs, that's 45 setups, right?
It's about that. It's about that. Yeah. And then I've also kind of been trying to do like a re-entry, which actually works, or a broken pattern strategy, whatever you want to call it. It actually works pretty well when it works. And for the ones that it doesn't work, it works kind of horribly. But I also find that if the cipher goes well, that also goes well. Like a re-entry goes okay. But I guess what, and again, obviously I don't have as many years in any of this as everyone else, but I guess one of my doubts about the cipher on the daily or like patterns on the daily is because since they work well in ranging markets, sometimes I feel that by the time they develop, it's already started a trend. Does that make sense? So it's not like, it's not necessarily going to go back down.
I think the power in those patterns are in, obviously Forex market consolidates a lot, but yeah, it's in little periods of consolidation and within a bigger trend, within a bigger move. And obviously the daily, even the daily, everything consolidates in Forex, right? So it's never going up and up and up. It's not like a stock. It goes different price levels all the time. But the power in those patterns are to seek out as many opportunities as possible in those small periods of consolidation. So if you're looking on the daily time frame, of course, you're going to have a lot less opportunities. But also, as you say, if we're making big moves on the daily, we're usually directional. So that could play a factor. Again, I have never tested patterns on the daily time frame, so I'm not even qualified to comment, really. But that would be a kind of just knowing what I know about the markets and the breathing patterns of the markets. That would probably be what I would say.
Yeah. So I'm kind of at this impasse of like, do I just power through the last 12 because I've already done 15 and see what happens? Again, some have been good, like the pound yen, and there's been a couple others, but I would say generally speaking, there's been some that are so bad that if you did the opposite, it would be like a profitable strategy, you know? So that's also kind of what I'm thinking, like maybe these aren't the best on the daily. Maybe I should just go to the 4 hour, but also given what I kind of want to do, I feel like I'd rather do a trend following. I kind of like that better also, I think. Like I feel like I enjoy just that and I see it and I get it. And so, yeah, I'm kind of at this impasse of do I just power through the remaining 12 just because why not? And then it's like, do I want to focus on the daily and do something more trend following, do something more just kind of price action, or do I want to try to go to the 4 hour? So decisions.
Yeah. I mean, with the 4 hour time frame, obviously that will just depend heavily on whether you can comfortably, consistently trade that, right? How much of a bigger difference would that be? It would mean that you'd have to check the charts at least every 4 hours, you know. That's really the only difference. And obviously more opportunities will come. You've got the confidence knowing that other people have tested those time frames and found it to be profitable. So that's something as well. Whether to go to a trend system, I mean, you'd still be looking at the daily time frame, right?
The daily and the 4 hour, I mean, that's what I can realistically kind of look at and deal with. So what
do you guys think? You know, the question is to test another 12 and, you know, get to know that. I would kind of say that really heavily depends on how happy you are with the results you've found so far. What is it you're not happy with? Is it just the overall profit or?
Well, it depends. So let me open up my little thing that I have here. So of the 15 that I tested, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 are just no way. There's some others that I would say are on the verge of being okay. I don't know. Like, again, I've never really tested the others, but I guess that, yeah, like, the results aren't as good as I would expect. And now I'm really thinking that it could be that it just more is like a daily issue. Again, if anyone has ever tested patterns on the daily, please let me know. Would love to talk to you. But so That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Okay. So Naomi said, go with your instinct. Don't just continue because you've already spent timing it, in my opinion. I would also agree with that. You know, don't just cut your losses, as always, with trading. Don't feel invested into it. If something doesn't feel right, don't do it.
Cool.
Maybe try demoing on a 4-hour. Yeah, I would say the 4-hour, either do the patterns on the 4-hour, or I'm reluctant to say change the from consolidation patterns to trend, just because that's a whole different strategy.
Ball game.
But I also get that no one likes doing stuff twice, and to do the pattern of trading on a 4-hour is very, it feels like you're doing it again. And I get that. If it was me, there'd be a massive blocker there going, oh god, just, you know, you don't want to do it again. But that is backtesting, unfortunately. Naomi says, feel like those time frames are easier than we think prior to trailing them. You can tell in advance with i.e. the Greystone trend continuation, whether it's in your price or not. Alvin says, if you already feel comfortable with the current results, what's the likelihood of an extra 12 pairs are going to change it if you don't feel comfortable? Yeah. And it's kind of, you've done more than 50% as well, right? So if you're not happy with more than 50% of going to be happy with it anyway?
No, totally. Like, I guess that, like I said, pound yen was really good. And then all of the others have been, let me just open one quickly to see, of course, my Excel is like, pound Aussie was okay too, but the others, like the profit factor and the expectancy, were just on the cusp. So and pound yen, pound Aussie, this was actually one that I couldn't go back too far, so it was 2008 and there was a total of 23 trades, so that's also not it's not very many, right? Like 23 trades over. So I don't know. I mean, I guess to Alvin's point, it's kind of like, maybe I'm thinking that I'm going to find something really good with, you know, Aussie, Swiss or whatever. But I think that I probably should just go to the 4-hour, just kind of call it a day with the daily and go to the 4-hour.
I would say that, definitely. I wouldn't go to a different strategy just yet.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
So having said that, you know, and everything that's going on and the time that you've got and your life and everything, what would be the plan? How long would it take to do a session?
Hold on, my dog. Come here. So what's happening right now is that I'm trying to do an hour a day when I can during the week, and Saturdays, definitely I'm doing like 4 hours. On Saturday mornings, I can do most of my testing. Like, that's when I can really sit down, concentrate, be super focused, and just test. So I'll keep up with that rhythm. Something though that I have been, in addition to dealing with feelings of being overwhelmed, I would say both with the amount of testing that I need to do, as well as kind of with the amount of information, like, I don't think that it's shiny object syndrome. Maybe it is a little bit, but it's also just like wanting to know, right? And there's so much information everywhere, like the books and I started reading Trading Your Way to Financial Freedom that you recommended from the YouTube video that you guys did. Yeah. And it's really good. Super good. And I don't know. And then that leads you to like other things. So I also feel like I need to maybe stay focused and not
cut out the noise. Yeah.
Yeah. Like not learn in other places.
Yeah. I agree. I agree with that.
Because it's just too much. It's like, again, the YouTube videos, the emails, the this, the that, and it's like you want to learn, like, oh, that's super cool. Like, I want to know more about that. again, after, like, I would love to eventually move on to a trend strategy, like using moving averages. I just kind of like that. But it's just like, I can't, you know, I don't have the time. Like, I can't do absolutely everything all at once. So I think that that's something I need to do. Like, I just need to stay focused and focus on back testing right now. Yeah, I see Alvin said I've stopped attending Live Room for the moment so I can concentrate. Totally. Yeah. It's like you want to do everything and you're so sad when you feel like there might be really good tidbits of information and learnings that are happening. Yeah. Because every time I'm in the Live Room, it's amazing and I get so much out of it. But at the same time, it's, I think, making me a little bit crazy.
Yeah, I get that.
And also definitely just being, like, avoiding burnout in my life as well, right? So, you know, I want to get back in shape, but I have a daughter and a partner and work and trading. And it's like not trying to go too all in any one thing so that I can, again, be consistent and maintain, like
progress.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So that is it. Cut out the noise. You know, stop reading, stop listening to the podcast, stop opening the emails, stop going to the Live Room, and just get the project done. You'll feel a lot better.
Yeah.
You'll probably do it in half the time.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess that's kind of the outcome recommendation from the session. 4-hour time frame, same strategy.
Yeah.
More focus. And see how you get on with that.
Super. Sounds good. Bye, Daily. It's
really great to see how enthusiastic you are with trading. Like, if you want to open the emails and you want to learn and read books, it's great. That's the hardest bit. Most people that go into trading don't actually have that feeling.
Yeah.
They don't want to do it. They're just doing it because they feel like it's some, you know, they don't enjoy it.
Yeah,
And it sounds like you enjoy it. So that's the biggest barrier.
But you know, it's another barrier, and you mentioned it in one of the videos, is like how we feel about money. You know, that a lot of people have been taught like, no, like money is the root of all evil, this and that. I feel like feelings are coming up that are being talked about a lot in the videos and in other places that I'm now getting more. So like, one is my feelings about money. Like, I'm identifying the deep down, I have this weird feeling that like, it's too good to be true, you know, like,
yeah.
And I really need to get rid of that. Yeah, it's like, I'm not sure that I fully believe that this is going to work yet. And another one is around discipline. And like consistency and patience. I wouldn't call myself an undisciplined person, but I feel like all of these, I don't know, like around patience and discipline and consistency, it's so easy to say, and it's so easy when people have their little like Instagram, you know, like photos about it.
Yeah,
And it's really hard in practice. So
I can definitely tell you, you don't lack discipline. You know, there's no way. Not any more than anyone else. Anyway, that's for sure. Second of all, I mean, the first point you made, I didn't even believe that it would work until I came out of a drawdown, like live. So that's never, and it's never easy. That's the thing. You never have a belief, and at any given drawdown, you think, is this it? You know, is this the end of it? You know, is this going to just stop working? And that's why the testing is so important, because that's all we've got. That's all we've got to build that kind of mental strength. And I mean, you can really see why most people can't do it, can't you?
Fully.
Yeah. So yeah, look, that's been a great discussion, and I hope you've got something from that. And you know, we're all here, all supportive. I look forward to seeing where you go from now. And if you want to send me an email or a message or anything, do that. And we'll catch up again soon.
Super. Thank you so much. And thank you to everyone that's chatting and giving advice as well.
Yeah, great. It's really great. Thanks a lot, Mona. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Bye.
Take care.